we are in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, Perek Yud Beis, Seif Tesvov. That will be in page Kuf Nun Zayin.
Yep.
Right. Mutar להשתמש בלברשת יבשה בעלת שערות רכות לניקוי בקבוק, ואם רצונו להשתמש בלברשת רטובה או שנמצאים מים בבקבוק, מוטב להשתמש במברשת שעשויה חומר סינתטי שאין שערותיה צפופות זו לזו. So if you want to clean a bottle, a baby bottle that's very common, other bottles today, we don't clean them that much, I think. But generally, to clean it, if you want to clean it with a brush, and the brush has soft
bristles.
Like bristles,
hair. Like things that, yeah, the hair, bristles.
Yeah, right. Bristles, so soft bristles, you can wash, if it's white, you can clean with it if it's dry. However, if you want to do when it's wet, or there's water inside, you want to put water on the brush, the right thing to do is to use a brush which is made, bristles are made from synthetic, and not natural hair, yeah, and also they should be not too tight one to another. And if you look at the notes, Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach says that when the water sits between it, but you can, it doesn't actually hold in it. It doesn't actually hold the water. Yeah.
A toothbrush. They're much closer together. Is that more
a problem? Okay. Toothbrush is a separate question. Yeah. About.
Not about toothpaste. I'm just talking
about toothpaste. About also about blood. Yeah. But yeah. You're talking about the water itself. The water itself is probably not. Probably not. So we'll see here as well. They said that these stuff that don't actually. And here, there could be schita, it could hold water. And this type, if it's synthetic, it cannot probably hold water, especially if it's a bit separated, and toothbrush is also separated. So each one is on its own, and water sits there. The water doesn't hold the water, really. And it goes off, and therefore, it's better to do it with a synthetic brush. Okay. Now, which soap? Well, about soap. תזיין, אין לנקות כלים במשחה המיועדת לכך, וכן לא ישתמש לצורך זה לא בסבון רך ולא בסבון מוצק, אלא ישתמש בסבון נוזלי. So, not to clean the dishes, the utensils with cream, which is like wash up cream, okay, and also not to use soft soap or hard soap, but only liquid soap. Okay?
Also, like the bar?
A bar. Exactly. In a bar, it's a question of moilid. Okay? Now you're taking a bar and you're making actual soap out of it. Okay? This is what they look at. It moilid. There is a question of memachek. Could be as well. But moilid is a more dominant one in this case. Okay? The question of when it comes to cream... There is more of a question, also a question of memachek, yeah, when you put in a cream. Okay, well, moilid is the main one that they're discussing here. Now, in Yudzayin, he says, "Mutar listom makom yitziat ha-mayim min ha-kior bepkak kedei lishtof kelim." So, you want to wash the dishes, and there's a hole over here in the sink. And you're going to block that hole. Are you doing any clothing in a building, anything in a building or not? No, you're allowed to put it. It's because this is something like kosher prakim, something you take apart and you put back. You always open and close it. Yeah, so therefore you can do that. You're probably not allowed to put it in a lot of force. If it needs a lot of force to hold in and then to take out force, then you will not be allowed to. The same as...
The plug.
What? The plug. That's right.
But not the ones that nowadays... You're having the sink that collects all the rubbish.
You're talking about the strainer. Now we'll talk about the strainer. V'chein mutar liten michse menukav kein mesanenet a strainer al makom ze v'ein mishum isur brera b'ma shapsolet ahava nisheret b'shel kach b'toch ha-michse. You're actually allowed to. Why? So Boirer, he says, it's not because you're not intending to... separate two things and use one of them. All you want to do over here is okay. First of all you want to do, you're not trying to do boire. You don't want the you would love for all that rubbish to go down the drain as it is.
Yeah.
However, it's going to block your drain. You won't be able to use it. So all you're trying to do is you're trying to make it not block your brain. Your brain and the drain. Yeah, you don't want it to block the drain. You don't want to separate something to use. That's first reason. Second reason is that if you look at Boirer and you have big fruit and small fruit, and you want to take all the big fruit, okay, you're allowed to do that. Why? Because you're not actually separating good from bad.
Good
from good. Solid. You're just taking the big from the small because you fancy the big ones. Moreover, if you have, let's say, apples and pears in the same bowl, and you want to take out all the small ones, all the small apples, all the small birds, all the small ones, yeah, the pears, the apples, and you're not separating between pears and apples. You're taking all of them out. You're allowed to do that. Take all the small out, leave all the big out. So big from small is not boirer. Okay? It's not something. And therefore, he says the same over here. The small, tiny pieces of rubbish still go down the drain, but it doesn't block the drain because they're very small. Yeah? The bigger ones stay behind. So again, you're separating big from small. You're not separating one type from another. Okay? So there's two in the notes. Yeah, I bring the two notes. Not only in the notes. Some of it is not in the notes. It's in the Mishneh Berurah. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah. Now, Yud Zayin, that we said. Now he says, "Gam mutar lishpoch mei shtifat hakelim lakiyo derech kli menukav kedei limnoa pizur b'tzolet bakiyo." So if you wash the dishes, no dishes, you whatever utensils inside a big teapot that has like a strainer at the top of it, and you want to pour out all the water from there, and the dishes, the utensils you already took out, yeah? You took out, wiped them, whatever, dried them, you just have all that water. You can also, the same thing you can do, although you're leaving it behind, because the intention is to, just you don't want it to block the drain, the same idea. ומותר להריק את הפסולת שהצטברה בכלי זה לפח אשפה. So you're allowed to empty up this strainer into the bin, although it's mukzeh already, because now it's like you have nothing to do with it, but graf shel rei, then we said, then you're allowed to do that. Yudchet. Now, that's the subject of our shir. What happens if a drain blocked? Drain blocked on Shabbos. We're talking about not a big drain. We're talking about just the drain in the kitchen, where in the sink. מותר לנקותו בעזרת משאבת גומי ביתית ולא שלומן כשיש בצורך גדול. If there's a great need, you allow to take a plunger and clean it. Okay? It feels like a chidush, right? When it comes to the difference, Shlomzal and Noach says the difference from a rainwater pipe which is blocked. On rainwater pipe which is blocked, they say that you are allowed to open it. If you say you go up on your roof and the roof is blocked, and now you need to open it, the rainwater is blocked. So he says to do bishinui, put your foot through or something and open it like this. Over there, the chashash is because of a great loss. It's gonna flood your house. So you want the water to go down, and then the Chachamim said, do it b'shinui. Okay, this one, you're doing kind of a tikkun over there, do it b'shinui. But here he says, you're not doing a tikkun when it's a plunger, when it's in the drain, he says it's like opening tzavara bakbuk, it's like opening the neck of a bottle. And therefore, you don't need to do shinui for that. Sorry, no. Klishim lachtalis, what, you mean the plunger?
Yeah,
but you allowed the tzor gufoy mekoymai. Right, so that's the tzorich gufoy. You need to use it for something which is allowed to do. Why? Because it's like opening tzavar bakbuk, and therefore you'll be allowed to use a plunger and open it.
And there's ones that go further down. What the wires? What they call those?
To put in the whole.
That's one from. It's the same idea.
It's probably more melechet uman already when it goes to opening it with a rod, or in Israel they call it nachash, a snake. I'll say I think they use snake for the small one and rods for the big ones, you know, yeah, the big drain. We can ask
Levi
over here. Well, he should know, and but he's not here today. Or Yankee, yeah.
Man, ask him.
Or Soli Weinberger. He has a whole business of this roading and stuff. Yeah, he has a big van that does the whole thing. And right, okay. Now, okay, so this we worked out, that we can use a plunge on Shabbos when it's a great need. Now, if it's just semi, you know, and it's running, leave it alone.
Yeah.
If it's a great need, do that. Now we go...
You need a toilet, not a sink.
A sink. We're talking about a sink, not about a toilet here.
Why? Why not toilet? I use a plunger off my toilet with my sink.
A plunger?
A plunger.
I suppose maybe you can do the same, but not rod it.
Down a half packet of tissues.
Ah, right. Yeah, I get it. No, yes, I understand.
My sink, I use a different sink.
Right.
Toilet.
A kitchen, you can't do with a different sink. You need the milky sink, the meaty thing, you know. Maybe in your house you have two of each, but we don't. We have only one. You test. Okay, that's another interesting one. Ki or asher ha-mayim ha-nishpachim letocho zormim derech tzino ad shemegim lekarka zrua. You ever think water goes down into a pipe, runs in the pipe for some distance, whatever it is, but for some distance, and then it goes onto a ground which has seeds, seeded grounds, right? Mutar litol adam mitocho b'shabbat, v'chen mutar lishpoch bo mayim lekol tzorech acher, v'en choshashim lashkayat hazraim shetaseh ledei kach, im omnam en kavanato eleah. So, if he has seeds over there which he needs to water, he's not allowed to do that in this way. Yeah, it's Pikresha, he's doing it, and although he's doing it in the way of Grome, okay? Or Grome Bekoach Sheni, that's why it's allowed when he doesn't need it. It's Grome Bekoach Sheni, he's doing here, it's going somewhere else and doing it there, especially in a place where he doesn't care about. Or we'll see, or it's a land where even if it's has seeds and it's his, but it rained already and it's all saturated already, it's not helping it in any way by adding that water, okay? And therefore he is allowed to wash to wash his hands or dishes or whatever he wants to wash over there. Omnam, however, ודאי שאסור לשפוך את המים הללו כשיגיע מהקיאו באופן ישיר על הזרעים או כל מקום זרוע נטוע אחר. זרוע נטוע אחר, גם אם אין כבתו כלל השקעת הצמח. If it's thick ratio direct, not a grommer, and he's doing it in the dime under the sink and it's going to fall here directly now on the ground with the seeds, not through the pipe, he doesn't have the grommer בכוח שני anymore. Yeah? Now it's ממש going to happen here. It's a psikresha here, and therefore you will not be allowed to do that. What happens
when... When you have, like, they have, like, the bricks. In between them goes, like, the weeds.
Right.
Is that... It's weeds. You don't want the weeds. They grow between the brickwork.
Right, so if you will be allowed to do directly on that...
You do it on the corner of your pavement patio, you know, into the corner near the drain, but there's weeds growing over there.
In that place, and that's going to grow the weeds better?
Yeah. As soon as you see weeds, you pull them out. But
well, try to find a different corner, you know, but generally speaking, you don't have zraim over there, it's not... If it grows from the ground, and you're watering it, it's definitely not, you definitely don't want it to be there. You don't want the weed to be there. The weed is annoyance for you. You definitely don't want to do it. But you're doing it directly, the tzikresh, if it grows from it, so it may be a problem. Mutar liftoach berez maim, kaf, mutar liftoach berez maim, gam yim ha-maim yavu derech shon maim, v'hem nimtzaim nimdadim. Okay? That's if you're opening the tap, right, the water goes through the meter, and now the meter is measured. We're not allowed to measure on Shabbos. We're not talking about electronic one now. Now we're talking only about the mechanical one. Yeah. So lemaise, it's a lo nichale. He doesn't want it to be measured. Letorch mitzvah, we're allowed to measure. Yeah. So measuring is a prohibition. That in this case we will be. He says we're allowed to do that because. We don't want it to happen, and therefore we will be allowed to do that, to open it. This is not talking about the electronic one, yeah. שהוא מודד את היום המיטרס של המים החדשים, הם עושים אותם אלקטרונים. אצלי בבית, אצלנו אין אלקטרונים, we have a mechanical one, and we ask...
הם רוצים
לעשות לכולם. That's right. And they tried to change everyone, but we asked them, they sent us a letter, and we sent them back a letter, asking them not to change it, yeah?
פה.
אבל יש אנשים שיחסים לבניין, וכבר יש שם מיטר אלקטרוני, והם לא רוצים להחליף להם. Yeah, they keep it electronic.
What
can we do? I don't know. There's different things people write about it. There's different... There's, in Israel, they're doing some solutions for it, whatever. But lemaise, again, it's... Lo nichle. You don't want it to happen. There's no doraisa over here, yeah? The question of... I mean, well, maybe Chazonish will say on boine over here. You'll find some boine over here. But generally, there's no doraisa over here on the electronic side of what's happening there. Definitely lo nichle. You don't want it to work and charge you.
בארץ מה יש?
בארץ יש פתרונות, אתה אומר? בארץ עשו פתרונות. יש 80 מיוחדים שעשו פתרונות עם זה, כן. כפה א', נמלים וחרקים אחרים הנמצאים על רצפת המטבח ובכיור ובכלים, יש לי זרם שוטפם באופר שיבוא לקטילתם. So we're not allowed to do נטילת נשר on Shabbos. And therefore, if we have ants and bugs and stuff in the floor or in the sink, etc., should be careful not to wash them in a way that they're going to die. אבל אין צורך לחפש בקיור אם ישנם שם. You don't have to start searching, are there any ants over here? The same as you, when you walk on Shabbos in a pavement, you don't have to start searching for, am I going to be killing now on my way? Probably, by the way, from your house coming here, probably you killed loads of ants and whatever bugs on the way. You didn't even notice. But you don't have to look for them. Okay? If you see there's a whole load of ants on the floor, don't walk in that place. Walk around it. But otherwise, so therefore, the same over here. You don't have to actually look inside. But, and that's why he says over here, also, גם אין לפזר רעל על מנת לקטול אותם, you're not allowed to put poison to kill them, and לדרוך עליהם במתכוון, you're not allowed to step on them on purpose, even on the way of walking. Okay? And then he says there about using the dishwasher, we will see later in paragraph Lamed Zayin, where he talks about over there that when you open the door, when you close the door, you now the water can come in and it's going to do bishul and it's like you had some, like...
Preset.
It's like someone puts the pot and someone else comes and puts a fire. Yeah, which both of them are allowed, although only the last one did the melacha, both are forbidden to do. And we see also in Tanurei Bet HaChoref when we say that we're allowed to take it out, cooked food, we're allowed to take it out in the morning from the fridge, put it on the winter oven, where the winter oven is off, and the Goya is going to come later and again and light it up, yeah? So he says, here it's not the same. It's when you're putting it in, in the dishwasher, so he says that you're not allowed to do it. Although there's some other tricks, Shabbat smart tricks that we can do for the door to be cancelled, but still not to leak water on the outside.
But that's only if you have to preset it, though. Dishwasher, I can close my dishwasher and it doesn't go on.
No, I'm saying if you had a special Shabbat mode in the dishwasher where you're closing and opening, yeah, regardless of you closing and opening the door, still a question applies in this part of the cooking part.
So if Shabbat's not, for example, it goes on at 2:00 a.m. Shabbat's on Friday nights.
Yeah, some people.
So I put it in, I load it up after my meal on Friday nights, and Shabbat's morning, I get up there, oh, it's done. Is that what you're saying?
Well, some people do. Cancel the door switch and make a timer. Every fixed amount of time, it's going to kick in and do a cycle. Okay? So I'm saying, even on that one, there's a question of this bishul that you put in now, you put in food over there and with utensils that could be bishul achar bishul, could be vashul without water. It's always above 45 degrees of water of the dishwasher.